the powers behind the latest addition to Waikiki, a gallery and events room, and a reminder of the rich host culture. The Music Hall of Fame and Nalima Mili Hulu Noeau welcome you to experience a new venue to pay homage to Native Hawaiian music and culture and its influence over time. We talked to Kumuhulu Blankia, who grew up in the Beachwalk area and who is proud to share and showcase his heritage at the Royal Room. Fame and Nalima Mili Hulu Noeau welcomed you to experience a new venue to pay homage to Native Hawaiian music and culture and its influence over time. We talked to Kumuhulu Blankia, who grew up in the Beachwalk area and who was proud to share and showcase his heritage at the Royal Room.
The Royal Room is a combination of two wonderful cultural attributes of the Hawaiian culture. One happens to be mele, which is the music of Hawaiʻi, and the other happens to be hulu, which is the feather making of our ancient people. And both of them are very much a part of the symbolism of what royalty represents. We know that when it comes to chiefesses, kings and queens, we know that's universal in a sense for many cultures around the world. And here in Hawaiʻi, our ancient birds played a significant role in our compositions, but they've also played a significant role in our royalty in terms of its jewelry and the quality of jewelry. And making these beautiful adornments with feathers of our birds were a very significant part of how, you know, birds are of the sky, and Hawaiians feel that with royalty, we are so much a part of the heavens. And so the birds became a very significant part of poetry and part of that legacy and esteemed value of our birds and how they represent our kings, ahuula, their capes, their helmets, things of that sort. Then you have the mele, right, where we take our ancient texts and we have put them to just beautiful compositions of music, and where birds are also celebrated in a lot of our ancient past. Music is also a very big part of our culture in the Renaissance of the late 70s into the 80s. And so people like the late Gabby Pops, Pahinui, Afuera Paka, Lina Machado, people of that sort, Charles E. King, have all made tremendous contributions to our culture. So with the combined efforts of Hawaii Music Hall of Fame and Namili Hulu Noeau. Hawaii Music Hall of Fame is run by President Tony Lee. Namili Hulu Noeau is a generation of three incredible women of a grandmother, a mother, and now one of their children now taking over. Her name is Mele Kahalipuna Chan. So they are the two people that are running the Royal Room at the Waikiki Beachwalk Plaza.
And as we acknowledge the contribution in the history of music and arts, it's a source of pride because our ali'i composed mele, and a lot of those songs are played today.
Yeah, there's this stereotype mentality about Waikiki, first of all, right? That it's very marketable, you know, very tourism, you know, un-Hawaiian. But to be honest, that's where it really starts. And Waikiki was a place where our kings and queens would always go. They had summer homes there. And it was always Hawaiian, and it continues to be Hawaiian. So people like myself, who is a cultural advisor, born and raised in Waikiki, the youngest of nine children, we all worked and played in Waikiki. And it's important to be mindful that people like myself who grew up in Waikiki, that it is a place for Hawaiians. It is a place of culture, of education, and to be hands-on with the things that we love that are purely Hawaiian. And I think Outrigger Resorts and the Waikiki Beach Walk is doing a wonderful job by making sure that the host culture is alive and well in Waikiki. It's very critical that we have a place like this where people can come and learn and be educated, and not by the glitz and the glamour of Waikiki, but truly the essence of who we are as a culture. Because once you get the real essence of who we are as a people, that's where the appreciation is when you're in Waikiki, when you can see other things that might not be as Hawaiian as you would like to experience it. And so the Royal Room really brings about that kind of interaction where we can really, really educate people. And then they become long-term loyal people that perhaps we can stimulate them to research further, you know, once they leave our islands and go home. And hopefully we've made an impact on them and they'll continue to understand our culture well.
And I think, too, it's a wonderful opportunity to draw our residents down there to that spot. I mean, I walk Waikiki all the time and I never tire of it. It's just nice to know the history. You know, there's the music industry and the extent of our reach and our influence on music, you know, worldwide, you know, whether it's strings or hula or ukulele. I mean, you know, people like Taimani Gardner, right? She was discovered on the streets of Waikiki by Don Ho's folks. So it's just wonderful, rich history that we have to offer.
Yeah, you know, it really is. You know, our ancient people of our kupuna of the past, you know, they really set some incredible foundations for us. They laid these foundation stones so that we could pick them up, understand them, comprehend them, have the compassion for it, and then and to put it forth with everyone that travels here to Hawaii'i from all walks of life that come, that it is a kuleana, it's a responsibility that we have constantly every day to make sure that we are teaching and educating our visitors of truly our rich culture. You know, we live in a 21st century where everything is now technically, mentally, intellectually driven to the point where sometimes the heart, the natural things, the things that we all grew up with without this technology, you know, we're giving up some of that now and some of those stimulants. And it's important for us to rebound on those and make sure that they are in place for many more generations to come, so that we don't forget our natural instincts and what is truly spiritual. Because, you know, there was a time when we didn't have all these things, you know, and we were very creative back then as well. So finding that bridging, I believe the Roy Room at the Waikiki Beach Walk will definitely provide that kind of insight so that we can continue with this bridging.
Now, there has been a lot of effort toward trying to get a museum of dance and music. You know, they were talking about the convention center. But until something like that happens, at least we have this spot then on Beach Walk.
Yeah, you know, I'm surprised you bring that up. But anyway, that's a long subject matter in itself, right?
Yeah, so, yeah.
But it's true. You know, we have different facets of our culture, private and in the public sector, as well as corporate, that have all of these creative ideas about a cultural center and a hula cultural center and things of that sort. And yeah, and as we wait for these things to come about, what we are trying to do right now is find those bridges with our nonprofits and with our private sector cultural organizations, because it's better together than to be alone in terms of being supportive in a much greater level. And so that's why this partnership with Hawaii Music Hall of Fame, Namili Hulu No'eau, along with Outrigger Resorts and the Waikiki Beach Walk, that's an important part of gaining strength and gaining momentum and having fortitude and helping our organizations to stay afloat, to stay alive, and to perpetuate and preserve and to keep it going. Because without that kind of partnership or kokua or help, we stand not to be an example for anyone else. Mm-hmm. So it's an example that Outrigger Resorts and Waikiki Beach Walk is putting forth by saying, this is important. This is important for Waikiki. It's important for Honolulu. And it's important for the state of Hawaii that we exemplify these kinds of partnerships that are terribly needed, more so now than ever before.
Yeah, so this is a nice little spark in that corner of Waikiki.
It really is. And, you know, we're hoping that it's in perpetuity. You know, Waikiki is you know, square footage in Waikiki is a whole lot of money. And so what Outrigger Resorts has done and the Waikiki Beach Walk has done is incredible. I mean, to allow this to flourish, to have it thrive and to live and to represent the beauty of our culture, where Waikiki was a place where our kings and queens always went to. And we just need to continue that perpetuation. And we're off to a good start, you know, and I think it'll prove beneficial for our tourism as well as for our locals as we head into the summer months. And maybe more restrictions will change for the better, and more people will be able to come out and see what it is we're trying to do. And I think that's what we are gaining in terms of optimism for our future.
And so as far as the workshops that might be conducted, can you talk about that?
Yeah, so from the side of Hawaii Music Hall of Fame, if you can think, if people go to the website, you'll see all these incredible musicians and artists of the past and of the present, George Kuo, Greg Sardina, Aaron Mahi. I mean, every single musician you can think of, the workshops that we can do online, on YouTube, on Zoom, will be hopefully incorporated as we get through the different tiers, right? So we're hoping that by spring and by summer, we'll be having this kind of educational classes through mele, through composition, through poetry, the different instruments. How do we come up with the Hawaiian trio? Where did the ukulele come from? We kind of know, but there's different kind of stories we can tell about that. Chris Kamaka of Kamaka Ukulele, people of that sort will be a part of this wonderful process. Then you have Nambili Hulu no Eau, Melekahale Puna Chan, who does the Lehulu workshops in understanding our native birds, understanding what the feathers were used for, the different colors of our birds, their native species in terms of where these birds dwell, you know, what did they mean to our royalty? While all along you're sitting there on a table with mele as a kumu, as a source of the hulu, is teaching you how to weave these beautiful feathers into a corsage or something for your hair or a wristlet. By the end of that class, whether it's an hour or 2 hours, you've made this incredible gift that you can take home with you. The same applies to our music. It's universal. We know music is a universal language. Hawaiian music has done spiritual things and healing things for many people over the world. So we hope to bring that hybrid or blended, however we can, through YouTube, Zoom, live stream, even in person, starting in spring through the summer. And all those classes will be added. It'll be an added bonus to all of our live composers and artists who are definitely musicians and artists who continue the works of our legendary composers of old.
Well, it is a kind of a little hope that I have to be able to make a feather lei one day, and hopefully I can be lucky enough to attend one of those workshops or one of those classes.
Yeah, you know, Emele comes from the late Auntie Mary Lou Kekueva, her grandmother, then her mom, Paulette Kahale Puna, and now Emele Kahale Puna Chan. We call them Manda Wahine, the powers of these three women who were, you know, the forefront of keeping this and preserving this beautiful handwork of feather making that has gone global. They have taught people from all over the world. So to bring that to Waikiki into focus is really tremendous for her, for her family, as well as for Hawaiian Music Hall of Fame, to bring that into focus when music is a universal language. We've got Hawaiians all over the world who play Hawaiian music, and they want to make sure that they have a connection and a link. So we got the best of two worlds, our music and the beautiful art of feather making. And, you know, I'm proud of it, that I can be a part of it as the cultural advisor and the entertainment director at Waikiki Beach Walk, but to Outrigger Resorts and what they're doing, it is a wonderful project that we have put forth.
That was Kumuhulu Blaine Kia talking about mele and hulu at the Royal Room, which had a soft opening on Beach Walk there in Waikiki. We should say that that area is where Blaine Kia was born and raised, and where his parents entertained and worked, sharing Hawaiian culture. Yeah.